So as we meditate, we need to be very observant. The hindrances that arise in the mind don't suddenly appear. There are always some subtle changes in the body and the mind which precede them. So if we can be very observant, we can catch them while they're still very weak and prevent them from growing any further. In the practice of anapanasati, mindfulness of breathing, if we're feeling rather dull, inclined to sleepiness, it's best for the time being not to focus on the breath at the nostrils or in the head area. As an alternative, we can try to feel the breath and to feel the energy of the breath in every part of the body, from the top of the head down to the toes. So using your imagination, using your skillful reflection, yoniso manasikara, to feel as if as the breath comes in, it's entering every single pore of the body. You feel it in the head, in the face, in the neck, shoulders, arms, hands, fingers. You can feel it in the chest, in the belly, in the back, in the bottom, in the legs, the knees, the feet, the toes. Just feel how refreshing that is, just like breathing the fresh air on the top of a mountain. Just feeling it in every single part of the body. And then the air is let out of the body. It's a natural process. It's not, there's nobody there. There's not someone who is breathing. It's just a natural breath coming in and going out. A variation on this practice is to combine it with the metta meditation. So as we feel the breath, try to visualize the breath entering into every single pore of our body, from the top of the head to the tips of the toes. Then we feel that as metta, as loving kindness, as that pure, unconditional love entering, flooding through our body, our heart, our life. And as we breathe out, then we feel ourselves radiating that metta in every direction, in front, behind, to the left, to the right, above, below, as if we are a lantern or a light, radiating light in all directions. We feel this in-breath is accepting, receiving metta into one's life, into your life. And the out-breath is radiating metta to all sentient beings in all directions. So we are using the breath as our vehicle, but we're using the metta meditation as a way of enhancing it and as a means of producing a sense of intense well-being we call Pamoja, which matures into Piti, or rapture. And when those qualities arise in the mind, then they suppress or they replace the dull and negative states of mind. So this switch to being aware of the breath throughout the whole body is always a good option. We can return to our focus at the tip of the nose or the top lip, wherever we find the breath easiest to focus upon. But if hindrances are arising and finding ourselves very dull, for instance, then we can just switch to this awareness of the breath as filling the whole of the body, being aware of the whole breath body, the whole body as breath. The breath is just one expression of this, the energy within the body. They call the prana or the chi. So meditation is problem solving. We're learning how to deal with all the obstacles and the maras and the defilements that arise, developing skillful means, adapting or tweaking our meditation technique to accommodate the challenges of each meditation session.